August 6 a.m. Good morning, I'm Ren Harrison. And as we go to air, NASA is about to hold a news conference on what is, tragically, America's worst disaster in space.
On January 28, 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded in the sky, killing all 7 crew on board. It was an unthinkable occurrence.
We've never lost an astronaut in flight. We've never had a tragedy like this.
I remember going into my mum's place and then seeing it on her TV while we were having breakfast. Oh, my God.
I can still remember exactly how utterly incomprehensible I found it that something like that had happened.
We just thought it was taking off into space and then we couldn't believe it. It had exploded.
I ran outside as fast as I could and I looked up in the sky and I saw a very strange contrail.
Like, it was just shocking.
Millions of people all around the world were closely watching this launch because this was the first time that a civilian had ever been sent to space. And it wasn't just any civilian, it was a teacher selected to inspire young people, to teach them about space.
Among those glued to the television screens to watch today's liftoff were Mrs. McCullough's pupils at the high school in the small New England town of Concord, where she taught. Their cheers turned to tears as the tragedy unfolded before their eyes.
For those who were closely involved, those on the inside, even 40 years, that's 4 decades later, the launch is still vivid. It's like it was yesterday.
He just put his hands down in his face and he just started crying. He sobbed.
I just felt that we were the cause.
There was stunned silence, and I knew I had to say something. The thing I chose to say was,
"Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink."
I'm science reporter Fiona Pepper.
And I'm Carl Krusielnicki, a.k.a. Dr. Carl. I was a very baby Dr. Carl back then. Taxi driver, physicist, engineer, trainee, doctor, and a wannabe astronaut. Absolutely obsessed with everything to do with the space shuttle program. I remember what happened to the Challenger, but I'm also pretty sure I don't have every single detail correct.
And I'm too young to remember it, but I've gone down the rabbit hole reporting this story, and I can't believe some of the details of what I've learned.
Together, Fee and I want to tell you the story of Challenger.
The story of what went wrong and what happened next.
In the 40 years since the accident happened, it's hard for anyone who wasn't around before 1986 to understand exactly how inconceivable it seemed that NASA could fall victim to a catastrophe of this scale.
He totally failed to elevate that issue. That, to me, is almost criminal negligence.
My biggest regret in the whole episode, I wish I'd have said that there's a dissenting opinion here.
But then close to 2 decades after the Challenger disaster, another tragedy unfolds at NASA, killing another 7 crew.
America in shock as the space shuttle disintegrates minutes before landing. A 16-day mission ends in disaster. 7 astronauts are dead.
It's a story about NASA, about risk, complacency, and ambition.
When you dig deep enough, there's no question that the organizational culture was implicated in both the Columbia and Challenger mishaps.
We know they made mistakes, bad mistakes. People have to live with that for the rest of their lives.
As you explore these different accidents, there are so many of these lessons that come out, but they keep repeating themselves.
And although it happened 40 years ago, it's extremely relevant today because NASA is on the verge of sending a crewed mission to the moon for the first time in over 50 years. And we're all wondering, have they learned from their mistakes?
NASA is trying to do too much, and that's of great concern to me, especially as we look toward these Artemis missions.
This is The Challenger Legacy, a new season of science fiction from ABC Radio National.
Weekly from Wednesday, January 21st. Follow Science Friction on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.